Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. This is episode number 97, and we're approaching number 100, which is crazy to imagine. So I'm just now realizing, after starting this recording, that in 2 days, when this episode goes live, it's actually Sweet But Salty's second birthday. Sweet But Salty turns officially 2 years old, which is crazy. I started in the middle of a pandemic because I had time on my hands and the idea that I wanted to create something to look back on, something I could be proud of, something that helps other people, that inspires other people, that entertains other people. And I really hope that I've been able to do this and to achieve this with my podcast. I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe that I didn't think of this before, because normally I start my episodes quite spontaneously. So I do have a super long list of potential topics that I could talk about and I go through them. But I didn't really think of the fact that Sweet But Salty is actually 2 years old today. Today, when this episode goes live, as I said before. So I'm going to take this milestone as an opportunity to reflect back on what I've learned so far. I've learned quite a lot those past years, and especially since starting my podcast. I have learned on a personal level to let go more easily. It's just something I'm still struggling with because I'm a perfectionist, and especially when it comes to dating and relationships with other people, I tend to have the same mentality, or I used to have the same mentality I had when it came to work and uni and studying and achieving my goals in those areas. I had the same mentality when I thought or engaged in relationships. So there was always a goal I wanted to reach, and I wanted to be liked by a certain person, and I tried everything to achieve that goal. And that's just not how relationships work at all. Relationships are mutual, and they are built on trust and on reciprocity and on so many different aspects that you can't quite put your finger on. Like, there are no grades that you get. There is no salary that you earn. In relationships, it's really more or less the feeling that you have. And a feeling cannot be outweighed by anything. And when it comes to love, it's really, really important to, yes, try your best, but don't overdo it. Let the other person come to you also. And what I've also learned is that where one door closes, another one opens. It's a really cheesy saying, but it's so, so true. A lot of the time, things don't work out for reasons that we don't really see or understand in the moment. And then after a while, when we've moved on and found something different, something better usually, we understand why that first thing didn't work out. And I'm talking in general terms. For example, when you're looking for a job, you might get rejected at one place that you really wanted to get into. And then you find another job that you didn't really have on your radar, and it turns out to be even better than what you wanted and what you would have gotten at the first place. So it's really, really important to stay open-minded and to let things come to you, to let things flow into your life. And it's also important not to be too judgmental in the beginning. I used to be so different, I think. And that's a beautiful realization. I think I've changed, I've grown up, I've matured, I've learned certain lessons, and I'm calming down more and more and more. And it's a great experience because as I'm approaching, I don't want to say how old I am, I really don't. But as I'm getting older, it's just being calmer and quieter isn't really that much of a problem to me. I've never been the type, of person who went out a lot or who partied a lot. That just didn't really grow on me when I was younger. And that really hasn't changed. And what I've also realized is I haven't missed out on anything. The few experiences that I've made going out have really shown me that it's just not my thing. And that's totally fine. Like, everyone has certain things that they love, that they're good at, that they like to do in their free time. And it doesn't really matter what those things are as long as you are happy with them. So I'm not a sports freak or someone who is very extroverted, who likes to go out a lot and be out a lot. I like to stay home and watch a movie and draw and make music and podcast. And I like to be on my own and by myself. I don't have a problem with that. It's the opposite. I need alone time to wind down and to feel good. And that's totally fine. And as I'm getting older, I've just learned to accept myself and to love myself the way I am and for the person that I am. And that's just so beautiful. And I'm so, so thankful and grateful for it. My mom gifted me a calendar for Christmas. She gifted me a lot for Christmas, but one thing was a calendar. And this one's really cute with very, very cute illustrations on it. Last week's saying that's written on it was, to do for today, get up, think of something beautiful, be happy. I think that's really cheesy, but it's kind of true. You know, if you think of the good and beautiful things in your life, if you're grateful for what you have, and if you always look on the horizon, better days will come, and happiness will come, and everything that you desire will come to you because you are grateful, because you are happy with what you have and who you are. And I think that's something that's often overlooked, because you gain so much by being happy with who you are. And I've been out of balance in my life so tremendously that I wasn't able to function anymore. And I mean, on a basic human level, I wasn't able to function anymore. And I've realized that it's so important to have those moments of introspection and to be attentive towards yourself and your own needs and your inner feeling and your intuition. And especially having that intuitive side inside of you grow is so important, because it's like a supportive system that's always there for you. It guides you through difficulties, through danger even, but also through beautiful experiences, because your intuition tells you if you're at the right place with the right people. You will know. And that's just priceless. So I've learned a lot, if I think about it that way. Learned a lot since starting this podcast. And I think that if you listen back to episode number 1 and then the following episodes, I had a really crazy time in between, but I came back to how I wanted this podcast to really sound and be, and that's kind of quiet, inspirational, reflective, thoughtful, positive, all those beautiful attributes. And I think that it's totally normal to change and to shift along the way, but in the end, you're going to be yourself if you're authentic. And it's so important to show who you are to the world, because you only live once. But no, you only exist right now as you are. And if you think about it, next minute, you're still you, obviously, but you've changed already. So I'm changing as I'm recording this, because I'm learning through speaking. I'm reflecting through speaking, and I'm learning things about myself, I'm learning things about the way things are, how I want to live my life. I'm realizing certain things, and that's just so, so wonderful. And to finish off this episode, one thing I've also learned through my podcast is obviously how important words are. Because really, you can change a lot through your words. The way you think changes. The way you are seen by other people. The way you're treated. So choose your words carefully. Not too carefully, but think about what you say. And think about how you want to say it. Not too much. But after a while, if you're really attentive and thoughtful, you will see a change in yourself. And sometimes it's also really, really important to just talk about certain things, even if it's to yourself or into a microphone, sitting in your room alone, like me. It changes something. And even if, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 10 people hear what you have to say, those are still lives that you will have changed and souls that you will have touched in some way. And that's priceless. So thank you so much for listening to this very special anniversary episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I had to say it again in its entirety. I really appreciate you. And I want to thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, for coming this far in this episode. And if you liked it, please rate this episode on Apple Podcasts, because that helps me out a lot. You can also rate my entire podcast over there and recommend my podcast to somebody that you know. You can do all that. And I'd be super happy if you did. Thank you so much again. Stay tuned. I'll catch you next week. Bye.